And now, a Rob Brown lowdown, only on the Fan Update.
Let's talk here for just a minute, a little bit of Carolina Panther football. They get demolished by the Washington Commanders, by Marcus Mariota this weekend. If you would have told me that Marcus Mariota was going to come in, I would have said, well, at least the defense gets some good practice this week. At least the defense has a chance to utilize a backup quarterback's opportunity to get better, to fly around the football field, to play more and think less. And instead, Marcus Mariota looked like freaking Patrick Mahomes on Sunday against Carolina. They get hammered 40-7 by the Commanders. Now, because as I say all the time, context matters. The context of this story is that the Commanders are a good football team. I know, just like I told you, they were going to be behind capital H him, Jaden Daniels. Not only are the Commanders a good football team, Lonzo, but the Commanders at 5-2 are in the lead for the NFC East. You will go back a number of weeks and recall that's who Rob Brown picked to win the NFC East this year. Feeling real, real good, boss. So it's not a, it's not that the loss was bad. It's that it's you got thumped. You got thumped by a backup quarterback. Andy Dalton turned in the worst outing of the season, one of the worst of his career, 93 yards and 2 picks. After the game, Dave Canales said of Dalton's performance, quote, it just wasn't good enough. That's true, and he knows that. And so that's something that, again, we just got to be honest about on Tell the Truth Monday and look at the things we can do better from an execution standpoint. Do we adopt Tell the Truth Monday, Lonzo? Is that something we pick up on, Tell the Truth Monday?
No, because to me, that implies that you don't tell the truth any other day. So Monday is the only day you tell the truth. So every other day is lying.
No, I don't think that's how it is. I'll tell you how it is in my opinion, subjective opinion. My wife and I's biggest...
So you're saying my opinion is not...
No. I'm saying we have different opinions.
Okay.
My wife and I's biggest fight in our relationship is that I'm the type of dude, a defense mechanism or whatever you want to call it, preference to avoid confrontation. When there is a hard truth that need be told, I'm absolutely the guy that will do it. But I take the approach of the old criticism sandwich. You know, you give a compliment, then you give the hard truth, and then you give another compliment. It's you bookend the hard truth with some niceties. Hey, babe, I really do appreciate this thing about you, and here's the hard truth I have to tell you, but also I really love and appreciate this thing about you. And that way you start it with something nice and you end it with something nice and you get that. Then there's her. And she's the type of chick, great one, that just says it. Hey, man, you're really me off right now. And to her, because, and there are a lot of you like this that I respect it. I wish I had this ability in me. She's one of these people, Lonzo, that like, she's going to say the hard thing, but then once she says it, she's over it, right? Like once she gets it out there, it's done. It's over with. I'm really mad at you because you blank. And then I'm like, oh no, conflict, confrontation. We have to fight for like 6 to 8 months now. And to her, it's like she says it and then she moves on. She's over it. Tell the Truth Monday, to me, is where you just walk in and you go, hey man, this sucks. And here's why it sucks. And you just work on the assumption that after you get it out in the environment, everything's fine after that. But Tell the Truth Monday about the Carolina Panthers is, those of you who said it's a Bryce Young problem, you were wrong. You were wrong. Bryce Young's not good. I'm not arguing that he is. But if you said Carolina has a Bryce Young problem and not Carolina is a problem, you were wrong. The team stinks. You threw in Andy Dalton as a starter. You got your one win. That's fantastic. But you got the win because the Raiders, A, are very bad at football. My dear friend and co-host on Saturdays, Cody Decker, lifelong Vegas Raiders fan, is not well right now. The Raiders stink, and you threw a new-look quarterback at them on short notice. Much as you got hit on short notice with Marcus Mariota, and he proceeded to slice you and dice you up this weekend. That's what you did with Andy Dalton to Vegas in week one. You won. Cincinnati week two, you didn't win, but you were competitive. But now Andy Dalton's been playing for 4 weeks. And now Andy Dalton's habits and tendencies, you know, there's a lot of guys on the other side of the football field that coach up defenses, and most of them are very, very good at recognizing the things that you do well and the things that you do not do well, and attacking the things you do not do well and trying to avoid allowing you to do the things that you do well. Andy Dalton's been in the game 4 weeks. He's been figured out. They're caught up to speed now, and he's just back to being Andy Dalton. The Andy Dalton that's been in the league 100 years is good enough to be a career backup, absolutely. But the Andy Dalton who is not an NFL starter for a reason. So this is not a this is not a Bryce Young problem or an Andy Dalton problem. This is a the team's real bad. And I read an article yesterday, where I guess an editorial yesterday, where the author was like on a warpath to get Bryce Young back under center. He's like, hey, switch back. Let's see what the 23-year-old kid can do. Let's see what he's learned sitting on the bench. Guys, he's learned nothing. He's learned nothing. This is like if I said to you, I need you to take a class on nuclear thermodynamics, and then I put you in an empty bedroom for 3 days and came back and said, what'd you learn? Nothing. There's nothing in here to learn with.
I think he's learned he likes the bench because it's safer there.
Yeah. The only thing he's learned is that you don't get your ass kicked when you're on the sideline with an earpiece on. That's what he's learned. What he's learned is it's more fun being over here than it is out there behind that. And again, I understand that the Panthers are one of the most injured teams in the National Football League. I understand they have lost, what is it, 3 starting offensive linemen? I understand that they have had wide receivers that have missed stretches of time. I understand they don't have their full running back field yet because Jonathan Brooks, while practicing, is not fully back and ready to play. It is not solely on Dave Canales. It is not solely on any one person. It is a stack of variables, a stack of issues that has caused what this team is, or I guess I should say is not, which is, you know, competitive in any way, shape, or form. But the point here is, if you do not think that Bryce Young is your guy, there's no sense in sending him out there. Why? Because he cannot succeed in this offense. And if he cannot succeed in this offense, do you know what you're doing? You're driving his trade value in the dirt, which is coincidentally exactly where he would be if he goes out and plays in the dirt. If you do play him and he hasn't grown, and on top of that, he can't grow because the team is that booty cheeks, what are you expecting? He's going to get better? No. No, he's not. See, go look at what the Houston Texans did for C.J. Stroud. Go look at what Jaden Daniels and the Commanders did. Go look at Sean Payton and Bo Nix. Bo Nix isn't good, all right? Yeah, he thrashed my Saints last weekend. He's not good. You know what Bo Nix is? Bo Nix is a guy who can complete every pass that's 7 yards or fewer. So what did Sean Payton do? I don't think Sean Payton's a great coach. I think he's good enough. All right. You know what Sean Payton has done for Bo Nix? Sean Payton has developed an offense for Bo Nix that features underneath routes, that features short yardage passes, that features allowing Bo Nix to make a quick read, a quick decision, and execute quickly, and if it's not there, to take off running because he's got wheels. They built a team to him. Washington built a team to Jaden Daniels, then went and got Cliff Kingsbury, a guy who absolutely knows how to utilize a quarterback like Jaden Daniels, and they utilize him like Jaden Daniels. They're good. Look at C.J. Stroud in Houston. They went and said, all right, we got our guy. Now we need to build around him. And they drafted offensive linemen and wide receivers, and they went and found Joe Mixon coming off that contract that they didn't want to pick up in Cincinnati. They said, that's our guy. They built a team around him. Carolina just looked at Bryce and went, yay, all our problems are solved. No, they're not. No, they're not. They're not even close to solved. All this weekend did for me as far as Carolina goes is made me know that I could come in here today, pop on this microphone and say, if you have been blaming Carolina's problems exclusively on Bryce Young, you now know that that is wrong. Not entirely. He's a problem, for sure. But I'm going to go give a little grace and forgiveness to the guy playing in that program and put the majority of blame on the program. It's a bad team.
Grace and forgiveness, what are you known for?
You know me. I'm a second chance believer.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.